Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
You're on The Burt Show.
All right, parents, this is a question for y'all. How do you handle the school when your parenting tactics are different from what your kid's teacher is teaching them? That is the question that Cassie has.
And it's tough because I'm not saying one way is right or the other is wrong. I'm just saying we do things differently from what's being taught at my sister. Oh my God, I'm so tired. My daughter's school.
You got sick little ones at home. So I know you've been burning it on both ends.
I do. But like many parents out there, I'm not special. But, you know, I'm trying to figure out how to talk to my daughter about it without vilifying her teachers or making them look like they're wrong. Because I want her to respect her teachers and the things that they say and the pearls of wisdom they have, but also I want her to uphold our family values. So, for instance, she started coming home and yesterday she kept calling me ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And I'm like, no, I know that's in many households. That's a sign of respect. That's not for our household. Like I grew up, if you said yes, ma'am, you were basically being insolent. And I think it's because of our British background. We just didn't use that. And I don't like it. And I like kids respecting adults. But for me, the ma'am part is rubbing me the wrong way. So I just, you know, smiled and said, oh, babe, you don't have to call me ma'am. Like I understand it's a respectful thing for other adults, but I'm your mom. So you don't need to call me that. And then there's other times where she'll be like, oh, they tell me I have to eat everything on my plate at lunch. And I'm like, that is not the rule in our house. Because, I mean, if you've been a long-term Burt Show listener, you know that I am trying very hard to make sure my daughter grows up without issues around food, which I had. So in our house, it's you don't have to eat what's on the plate. I'd like you to try it or at least taste it or touch it. You're not getting anything else. But you don't have to eat and you don't have to finish your food. And so for her to come home being like, oh, they're making, you know, they're telling us we have to finish our plate. We have to clean it. And I'm like, that is not okay with me. But I don't want to storm into the school and be like, my child deserves special treatment. I want you to do things differently. So I'm not sure how to handle that conversation. And what I've told her is, you know, you can tell the teacher nicely and say, hey, my mom says I don't have to finish what's on my plate. And she also says you're welcome to talk to her. And I'll go talk to the teacher as well. I'm not going to put it all on my daughter. But I also feel weird going to the school and talking to the teacher and being like, hey, in my house, we don't do that. We do it this way. So I'm not sure where the line is here.
No, I mean, if you don't want that instilled in her and if you don't want them to force her to eat everything on her plate, then yeah, I don't even think that's a go into the school thing. I think that's a you email the teacher and be like, hey, Hazel mentioned this. Our policy is, and so if you could please abide by that, I would be greatly appreciative.
I guess in my head, I'm becoming one of those micromanager mothers. That, like, I know I can't control everything her entire life, and I want to be cognizant of that, so I'm not sure where to pick and choose.
Well, that's when you got to choose your own battles, and that's, you know, it's something I haven't learned in motherhood yet because I haven't had any of those instances, but, like, with work, there's some things you make a stink about and some things you don't. Like, you choose what's important to you and what you think is impactful in that, and also what you think you need to stand up for. And other stuff just isn't that big of a deal. So you have to, it's like the book, The Art of Not Giving an F.
Mm-hmm.
You just, and it's not that book, when you read the title, it's like you don't give an F about anything. That's not true. You figure out what's important and what you should give an F about. And the other stuff just falls off to the side because it doesn't matter. So when you're looking at your daughter and her upbringing and what you want to instill, if something is greatly encroaching or infringing on something that something you're trying to instill in her, then that's when you say something to the school.
And it's tough, and I overthink it too, because I know teachers have a lot on their plate. Because in my head, then Hazel's going to be eating lunch with the rest of the kids, and the rest of the kids are being told to clear their plates, but Hazel doesn't have to. So why does she get special treatment? Mm-hmm. Like, is it going to cause a nightmare for the teacher? I care not enough to be like, it's okay, you can do that to my child. But like, that's, I think, where my issue is coming in, is I don't want her to be the odd man out, but I also feel like there are things that are really important that places haven't caught up on, or people just aren't up to speed on the new science and data, let me put it that way, like a little behind. And it's my job as a mom to make sure I am up to date on this stuff. And that makes me sound so self-aggrandizing, and I'm not trying to. It's just, if you're a parent, you know how important your kids are to you and how important it is that they're raised in a way that you agree with and you feel comfortable with. And when someone does, I mean, Hazel has come home and told me stuff, and immediately, like, mama bear rage has come out. And I'm like, this is a three-year-old telling you this story. Like, let's think about what probably actually happened and find out the truth. But, you know, there have been times in the past where I've told her her teachers are wrong, and that's not correct, but we can handle it a different way.
I mean, what I've noticed in, like, you know, Jimmy's in a two-year-old class. He goes to preschool. And so, like, we don't do juice in our house, right? Mm-hmm. We're right now just strictly water. We're trying to kick that juice can down the road as long as we can. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I know there are some, like, you know, good juices out there, whatever. And you do, as a parent, feel like you have to overly explain why you choose to do something. But bottom line is, you do what's best for you. And so whenever we have, like, class parties, there's always juice. And when they go to pass Jimmy one, I'm just like, no, thank you. We don't do juice. And it's literally that simple. There's another parent in there that doesn't do a lot of sodium. So there was, you know, putting some pretzels on a plate and she just kind of scooped them up. I noticed her and she didn't know it, but she just kind of scooped them up in her hand and then, you know, took them away. And that's that. So, yeah, you ultimately just got to decide what is important. And like you said, there's some things that it's like, this is not going to harm my child. This is not going to traumatize my child. They're going to be fine. But I don't overthink it. And that's, I'm sure, I guarantee you that the teachers have probably heard it before.
We'll see. Or I'm going to have my picture up as that mom.
Well, let us know how that conversation goes okay. With the teacher, please.
I'm sure it's going to go great.
It's the Burt Show.
You're on the Burt Show.